This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Well, it's time to step back and give yourself a pat on the back for not just listening to the Health Ranger Report podcast, but taking action. Because if you followed what I've been talking about for the last year, you just saved 25% of your assets from being utterly destroyed by the stock market crash that is now upon us. It is Thursday. I think today is the 12th. Yeah, March 12th. And this is Mike Adams, of course, pandemic.news. We've seen the stock market absolutely crater, just as I've warned about probably hundreds of times over the last several years. If you've heard any of my podcasts, you've heard me talk about why this market was a bubble, you know, overbought, and the prices of the stocks made no sense whatsoever, and it was going to have a major correction, although we did not know when, and we didn't know exactly what would spark it. But now the market has puked about 25%, and by the time you hear this, it may be a lot more. We'll see. The thing is, a lot of people kept their money in stocks, you know, in their pension funds and retirement funds, in the stock market. And for years, you know, it was very easy for people to say, oh, you know, that Health Ranger, he's just a doom and gloomer. He always thinks the market's going to go down. It's not going to happen. It's going to go up forever, blah, blah, blah. And those people just lost 25% of all their retirement funds, which really sucks, because if you worked 40 years for retirement, you just lost 10 years of retirement. Whereas, you know, if you took my advice and you're in treasuries or gold or silver or even just cash, then you avoided losing all that money. You are now sitting on the same amount of money you just had. And as I've said for the last probably 2 years repeatedly, the name of the game right now is not making money, but preserving money, avoiding losing your assets. I've talked about that over and over again. So congratulations. If you've put that information into practical use, you've just saved yourself 10 years of retirement earnings, perhaps. You saved yourself a lot of money. So now you're sitting on cash or treasuries or whatever you have. You can at any time decide to convert that to stocks if you want and buy in to the stock market when you think there's enough blood running in the streets, so to speak. We're not there yet, by the way. We're not even close. So until stockbrokers are jumping off tall buildings and such, we're not at the bottom. Just letting you know, this thing has a long way to go. And for those people who are complaining, oh my God, the market's dropped. Why? You know what? If the market had a rational valuation, you've got nothing to be worried about, because it should bounce right back if the earnings support the price valuations, right? But of course it won't, because the market was irrational. It wasn't based on any real earnings or PE ratios or value to stockholders. It was based on nothing but speculation. It's been a bubble market for about a decade. Actually, a little longer, maybe about 12 years, let's say, since 2008. And even that was another bubble stemming from the 2000.com crash, which resulted in a lot of new liquidity being pushed into the marketplace to pump it up for the subprime mortgage bubble. So it's really been a bubble now, you could say, for about, you could argue, 23 years, going back to the 1990s, maybe longer. Some people are saying it's a 30-year run, and the 30-year run is over. They may be correct. But what I know is that safety in your assets is not achieved by being in a bubble market. Safety is achieved by selling your stocks and holding on to things that have inherent, i.e. intrinsic value. Gold and silver, land, all these things I've talked about over all these years. So in any case, in summary, congratulations. If you listened to my advice and you took action, you just saved yourself a major, major nightmare. The second thing is, congratulate yourself on being prepared. So almost everybody who listens to my podcast, they own firearms, they are proficient in firearms, they have backup supplies of food and medicine and lots of things. And that's now really emerging as a genius strategy. So for the last 10 years, you might have been mocked as a prepper, you know, oh, a tinfoil hat wearing kook who thinks that the world is going to fall apart. Oh, guess what? The world is falling apart. So it's happening right now. The world is shutting down. quite literally. Everything's shutting down. Banks are shutting down. Businesses are shutting down. Schools are shutting down. Whole thing's shutting down, just as I warned would happen. So having that survival mindset is now a life-saving trait, and you've got it. If you're a regular listener of my podcast, and there are, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people hear my podcast now, quite a lot, maybe not as many as used to when I was on YouTube and I had hundreds of thousands of listeners there. But you know, the YouTube audience is kind of dumbed down. So even if I had a million listeners on YouTube, they don't really count as much as even just 5,000 listeners on Brighteon, because the YouTube people are not that bright. They're just kind of sort of tourists, you know. They might listen to one thing, but they don't take it seriously. They're not really committed to getting out of the stock market or having preparedness supplies or leading a healthy, informed, wide awake lifestyle, you know, which is really what I advocate: being healthy, being aware, being awake, alive, getting away from the lunatic mob that will run you off a cliff if you give them a chance. You know, don't follow them off the edge of the cliff. That ends badly. So congratulations. You know, I want to thank you for your support and thank you for your encouragement all these years. And I want you to know that I'm here for the long haul. I will continue to do podcasts and bring you good information, life-saving information, and also upcoming videos about some things, how to make your own colloidal silver, for example. It's on my list. I'm sorry I haven't had it done sooner, but I've been, of course, preoccupied with a lot of things. But it's coming soon. You know, my job is to help empower you with good information and knowledge, know-how, and a sense of self-thinking and critical thinking so that you can be the ultimate skeptic in terms of thinking for yourself and not believing anything that anybody else tells you. You should question everything, but do so from a rational, informed point of view. It doesn't mean you should reject everything, but you should absolutely question everything and make sure that the information you choose to accept is rooted in things that are true and rational and consistent with reality. And yet we live in a world right now where the vast majority of people are delusional. And that's true on the right and the left politically. It's true men and women. It's true transgenders and straight people. Most people are delusional. You know, I always find it funny that you have some heterosexual fat white guy at a Costco loading up his shopping cart with toilet paper, and then he points at some rainbow LGBT thing. Oh, those people are delusional. Yeah, man, have you looked at what's in your shopping cart? Because that's a lot of toilet paper with nothing else in there. That's a very interesting survival plan you have there. You're gonna wipe your way through the apocalypse? Is that it? Is it just you're gonna be on the throne? And you just got a lot of reading to catch up on, or what's your plan, man? You know, most people are delusional at one level or another. And my job is to help you shatter those false shells, those mental prisons, you know, get out of that and see the world the way it is as much as you can. It's not really possible when you have a personality and an identity and a human psyche and so on. You can't ever really see the world the way it is because you're always filtering it through you. But to a large extent, you can, with practice, you can learn to get outside of that bizarre, you know, fun house of mirrors that is your mind. And you can get outside that, and you can start to see reality for at least as close as possible to the way it really is. And that increases your chance of survival and success in the world. So if you see the world the way I see the world, then you just save yourself a fortune by not losing it in the stock market. You're going to probably survive this whole thing, this virus pandemic, because you've got nutraceuticals and you've got antivirals and you've got preparedness supplies. So right there, if you are a Health Ranger fan, so to speak, you're going to be alive and you're going to have your assets. Those are two pretty big things, given that most people are losing their assets and losing their asses on this right now, and they're stocking up on toilet paper instead of doing perhaps more important, higher priority things, such as having a water filter. You know, that would be important, or having some food, perhaps. Otherwise, what's the point of having toilet paper? In any case, thank you for your support. There's a lot more coming. And some people won't survive this. A lot of people won't. Millions won't, probably. But you will. And in fact, I'm going to keep working on ways to show you how to prosper during all of this, okay? So this is Mike Adams, pandemic.news. Thank you for your support. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.